1 Peter chapter 5. The elders who are among you I urge, because I am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking its oversight, not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy profit, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you who are younger, submit yourselves to the elders. Yes, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, because God resists the proud, and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Watchful, alert. Because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him firmly in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, makes you perfect, establishes, strengthens, and settles you. To him be glory and dominion, authority, kingship. Forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. By Silvanus, a faithful brother to you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, encouraging, and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. The church that is at Babylon, chosen together with you, salutes you, and so does Marcus my son. Greet one another with a kiss of charity, love. Peace be with you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let it be.